Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Driscoll. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Fingers. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Raleigh Fingers. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hovley reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field. Jackson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Hermann moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hovley moves to second. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to third. Herman moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0 for 1 in the game. Driscoll strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers is 0 for 0 in the game. Fingers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris bunts towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fingers moves to second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Driscoll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4 to nothing, Athletics. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from Herman and he is out. O'Brien applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bob Locker now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Driscoll fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Hopkins scores. One out. It's 4-2, Athletics. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to second. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Bob Miller. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Brien moves to third. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Josephson moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Driscoll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Driscoll is 0-for-2 in the game. Driscoll strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Green now playing second base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Ossie Blanco pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ossie Blanco now playing first base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hobley hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive to right field. Hobley throws towards Green. Green fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Green. Williams moves to second. John Matthias pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-3 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando throws to second for one, and Green throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Aparicio scores. Melton moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.